Hello.
Good morning. Is Melissa available?
Yes.
Hey, this is Jen from ASK. I was just calling to check on you. You good?
Okay.
You say you okay?
Yes,
You sure?
I am.
What's going on, darling?
Is
Talk to me.
that
I'm here. Calm down, love. I promise you, I am definitely here for you.
I just talked to this cook earlier. I was supposed to be at work at 7, and I was on my way home last night, and I got lost because I was trying to. I stopped and got ice, and I turned down the wrong road, and so I was trying to get Siri to get me back to the right way. And my wife called to see if I was okay, and I said, "Yeah, I'm okay. I gotta get off the phone because it's really, really dark, and I don't know where I'm going." And next thing I remember, there was a parked car, and I hit it, and I flipped the car really bad, and it cut my face really bad, and I just got out of the hospital. I talked to this cook, and I just feel so bad, and I don't want to lose my job.
Oh no, you got another accident?
Yes.
Oh no. Are you okay? I was definitely calling to check on you, darling. Well, hey, stuff happens. It's life. I mean, we can't stop some things that happen to us, and they understand. They will definitely understand.
Talked to her and she told me to email the note over to her. And so I was going to email it to her because it gives me 2 days off. I just feel like everything has gone to shit, Jennifer.
Hey, you gotta pray about it, Melissa. That's all we can do is pray about it. God me trying to tell you something.
I go to church.
So how is as far as with the stitches and everything outside of that, how are you feeling?
Feel like I've been in an accident. I'm just like bumped and bruised. They thought my jaw was broken because of the way it was really swollen, but it was just soft tissue injury. So
Oh
that's a good
man.
thing. So that's good.
At least that wasn't as far as with an issue.
The guy was like, "Oh, you know what? I thought to my wife, I said to my wife earlier," he was talking to the cop. He said, "I said to my wife earlier, I should pull that in closer to the curb." Because he was literally on a curb, like when you curb and you're coming around. And it was really dark out, and I just didn't see it. I just didn't see it. Like when I turned that curve, I guess I didn't see it. I was talking to Deanna. She called me to ask me if I was okay and where I was at. And I was like, "Look, I don't know where I am. I'm trying to get Siri to tell me where I am or take me home." And she keeps taking me to all these different places. And I said, "I can't talk to you right now because I can't pay attention and drive at the same time." I said, "I'm gonna get in a really bad accident." And she was like, okay, I'm just going to hang up the phone. And so she hung up the phone, and that's the last thing I remember. And then I was stuck in the car. It was, like, upside down, and I couldn't get out. And the guy had to come and break it with a tire iron to get me out of the car.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I feel so bad because that was, like, my best friend's car. And she was letting me borrow to try to help us so I could get back and forth to work and stuff and, you know, like, try to be a blessing to us. And then here I go and fucking wreck it. It wasn't intentional by no means.
Hey, well, no worries. I was just calling to check on you. You stated that you've already spoken with Dee.
Yes, ma'am. I was still in the emergency room when I talked to Dee.
Oh, okay.
I was just talking to her. I was just in the emergency room when I talked to her. And they set up an Uber to take us home because we didn't have a way to get home.
Oh, okay. That was nice of them.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you can get some rest, darling, and definitely take care of yourself, and I'll check on you tomorrow as well.
Yeah. My note says that he gave me off for 2 days, but I don't really want to be out for 2 days because I can't afford to be out for 2 days.
Well, if you're up for coming in tomorrow, that'll be fine.
Okay.
And just let us know and send Misty your information.
Okay, I will. I'm gonna email her my note right now. D. Cook, right?
Uh-huh.
That's the person I need to send it to.
Yeah, do you have the Outlook on your phone?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Can you just type in D. Cook and all of her her email should pop directly up.
Okay.
All right, and you be careful and take care of yourself. And just let us know if you plan to come in tomorrow. If not, that'll be fine.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.